Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mindlessness. You're here with Rowan and Angus on 2MCE, and now it's time to slow down and take a breath.
Hello, and welcome to Mindlessness. I'm Angus, and I'm here with Rowan. How are you, Rowan?
I'm well, thank you, Angus. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Mindlessness is a five-part series that we've put together for 2MCE on mindfulness and how it can help in your everyday life. I thought today we'd discuss one of the most important tools when it comes to peace of mind and mental well-being, and that's meditation. Are you a meditator, Rowan?
I've certainly given it a go. I've done a Vipassana retreat over in Blackheath that a few of our listeners may know about, but you know, it comes and goes for me. It's not something I make a big habit of, I guess. What about yourself, Angus?
Yeah, look, not even that much. It's something that I've very occasionally dabbled with in my personal life, but it's not a huge part of my routine.
Yeah, I guess for mindfulness, meditation can be quite important because it's quite a good reflecting tool. With meditation, it definitely depends on what sort of meditation you want to do and what you want to achieve from your meditation, but it can be quite a powerful tool to look introspectively and reflect on yourself. I do think it's definitely an important tool in looking after yourself. I've read that it has some pretty hefty benefits to things like stress levels, sleep patterns, and general mood.
Yeah, absolutely it does. It's also really good for improving your focus, which I know is something that I personally, and I'm sure a number of our listeners are struggling with at the moment.
It's funny, we have this perception of meditation being a very spiritual thing, but it's actually really great. Just as a mental and emotional boost as well.
For sure, yeah, and it's a pretty integral part of most forms of mindfulness that I've come across.
So what you're saying is that maybe we should all take 5 minutes of our day just to sit and breathe.
Yeah, as odd as it sounds. I did actually have a crack the other day, and it really helped, and afterwards I felt a lot more focused and much less stressed and was able to continue on with my day in a more productive fashion.
And it's not just you, Angus. The science is there to back it up. Everything we've talked about is a genuine benefit of not just meditation, but mindfulness as a whole.
Well, maybe you should give it a try in the next episode, Rowan.
I think I just might. Join me next time and we'll undertake a guided meditation together.
Excellent. I'll be listening. Thanks, everyone.
You're currently listening to Mindlessness with Angus and Rowan. If you'd like any more information, head to the website 2mce.org.au.
We'd also like to remind the listeners that we are by no means trained mental health professionals. We have done our very best to source professionally written information, but do recommend that if anyone out there is experiencing mental anguish, to contact your local GP and book an appointment, or call Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636.